Calvary Chapel Stockton. It's Pastor Weston again. This is my wife, Morgan.
Hello.
And we just wanted to talk to you a little bit about our testimonies, share with you where we've been and what we're thinking about the future. So just to start off, as far as me, I got saved at a pretty early age. I was around the sixth grade, and I was at Calvary Chapel of Hanford, which is near Fresno. Grew up there and grew up at the church, but kind of in and out at the church. Didn't really enjoy church all that much. I thought it was pretty boring most of the time. But then once I committed my life to Christ in sixth grade, and I don't know what really clicked, all of a sudden I understood the gospel, but I was just on a Sunday morning in a sermon and something just clicked. So I, back there by myself in the back of the classroom on a Sunday morning, I just gave my life to Christ. And from then on, everything changed regarding church. All of a sudden I wanted to not only attend church, but serve church constantly. And my whole life direction kind of shifted toward ministry, toward serving the Lord and having that relationship. So I started immediately serving in children's ministry, served at children's ministry until I moved throughout my time at Calvary Hanford. And I also served on the Christian club in high school, and that's where I met Morgan, was in Christian club in high school. And we had like outreaches to the high school. It was a public school, so outreaches like evangelistic events there. And then I served at Calvary Hanford in children's ministry and youth ministry and worship ministry. Kind of got a good start in ministry there. And then when I was praying about going to college, I was praying about doing maybe a sports related thing or potentially architecture. And I ended up choosing pastoral ministry. And what I wanted to do for that is go to Biola and learn theology so that I can be more knowledgeable and more prepared for pastoral ministry. So I moved to Southern California to go to Biola. And I always thought of it as kind of a secondary thing. My primary was I started, kind of got involved with Calvary Chapel La Mirada and started serving there in the youth ministry and the young adults ministry. And I thought of that as my primary, schooling as kind of my secondary that would help support what I was doing as far as ministry is concerned. And I eventually got on staff at La Mirada, or got ordained, became a pastor there, and was an assistant pastor at La Mirada. We had Pastor Brian as a senior pastor for a long time, and then that transitioned over time. He wanted to go plant another church about an hour and a half away, so. So he brought in another younger senior pastor to take his place, and so I was there when it was just Pastor Brian. I was there throughout the entire transition when we didn't, when Pastor Brian was working on his church plant, and I was doing kind of the administrative stuff. And then when Pastor Tyler, the new younger pastor, came in, was there for his first amount of time, first couple of years, and helped out as the assistant pastor throughout that transition. Then praying with the staff there, decided that between the staff and my wife at the time now, she ended up coming to Biola, which we'll talk about in a bit. She ended up coming to Biola and coming to the church as well, and we were just friends for all of that time. No dating, but once she was at the church for a while, we were serving together and stuff, we ended up finding out that we liked each other and prayed about it and had a good counsel about it and ended up getting married. And so now at that point, we're praying about it, and the church leadership is praying about it, and we all feel like it's a good time for the church. The church is healthy and stable at this point, and also it's a good time for our family that we could see what the Lord is calling us to do moving forward. So we prayed about it a lot. The Bay Area, broader Bay Area, Northern California has been on our heart for a few years at this point, and so we ended up getting a job here in the Bay and moving up to the Bay, not knowing what was gonna happen from there. Since then, we've been serving and attending and praying with Calvary's in the area, first at Calvary Chapel Fremont when we were living in Fremont, and then Calvary Chapel San Jose, now that we're living here in San Jose, and the pastors there, praying with them and talking with them and serving a little bit. And Really, what we're looking for at this point, I think, is the next step for our ministry and why we ultimately came to the Bay Area. I think we're both called to ministry long term. I feel called to senior pastor ministry specifically, and so we've been waiting on the Lord for to see how those things develop over time. And I'm happy to chat with you more about the ministry that I did at La Mirada and stuff, but for now I want to turn it over to Morgan and let her tell her story.
Yeah, so mine after salvation is actually pretty similar to Weston, but let's go all the way back. So I got saved when I was in eighth grade. Growing up, I personally didn't go to church that often. I was really involved in sports, and so most of my weekends were either spent at a sports tournament for myself or one of my three siblings. So the Lord just really wasn't something that I was focused on growing up. But my grandmother, she grew up in Germany during World War II, and she had this incredible faith that she made sure that she was constantly sharing with me. And she would sit down and be like, "Morgan, are you praying? Morgan, do you believe this?" And at the time, I was kind of like, "Oh, you're just saying things," like just kind of brushed it off. But then when I was in eighth grade, she actually started to get really sick. And she was in and out of the hospital, had open heart surgery, and then she eventually passed away. And throughout that entire time, she just kept such a strong faith that was unwavering. And, you know, as she became closer and closer to death, I saw no fear. She had peace about the entire situation. And so when she passed away, that's something that I really wanted. I was thinking to myself, how could grandma go through all of this and be as strong as she is? And so actually when she passed away, that she passed away on a Friday, and I was like, I'm going to church on Sunday. But I was in eighth grade, so I didn't drive. I had no idea how I was going to get there. But luckily, my whole family ended up coming with me that Sunday. And then a couple of weeks later, I got saved. And so then, from there, my whole focus changed. Instead of the weekends being spent every weekend at sports, I wanted to go to church. I wanted to do ministry. Similar to Weston, it was just this whole flip, 180, like, what can I do for the Lord? How can I serve Him? And so I started going to youth group, and then eventually became a leader there pretty quickly. I think I was there for 2 or 3 months, and then started really wanting to do more than just sit in a service. So then I did leadership in the youth group, and then Christian club at Hanford High with Weston. And that, like he was touching on, we spent a lot of time doing outreaches, evangelism to the community. One thing that was really important to me, especially towards my later years in high school, was making sure that everybody knew that I was available for whatever they needed, whether that was prayer or counsel, or just whatever they needed. I wanted them to know that they could come to me. And so I actually would have a lot of kids who I didn't even know start texting me, asking for prayer, for counsel, for me to help them through whatever situation they were going through. And throughout that whole time, I was praying, okay, God, where do you want me? What's my next step? What am I going to do with my life? What am I going to major in? Where am I going to go to college? And the Lord slowly started to confirm that some form of counseling was something that I would be doing for my future. And so I decided that majoring in psychology was going to be what I wanted to do, but I didn't want to just go to any college and major in psychology. It was very important to me that wherever I went, it was integrated with my Christian faith. I wanted to be able to know that what I was learning was going to integrate well with whatever I was doing in the future and grounded in my faith. And so then Bible ended up reaching out to me, and the door was open for me to go to Bible, and it was the perfect fit because it had that integration with faith and counseling. And so I went to Biola and found myself at Calvary Chapel La Mirada, where Weston and I actually did reconnect there. But at La Mirada, I started in the youth ministry, and again, just serving the youth. And then throughout my time at La Mirada, doors were opened, and I eventually found myself in the young adults ministry as well and the women's ministry. And something that was really unique about being actively involved in all three of those ministries was being able to see the cross-generational, how things are working. Having my hand in the women and some of their kids, and then kids' younger siblings, and just to be involved in all that was really unique to me. And it provided a really awesome opportunity for me to serve the people and that counseling aspect that I was going to school for. I was able to serve the youth, talk and chat with them and counsel them through the issues that they were going through, and the same with the young adults and the women. And that was really important to me and something that was really unique. And so that's kind of where I was at when Weston and I felt the calling to move up to the Bay. And so I think now for this next step, I'm really excited for what God's going to do, whatever doors he's going to open. And I'm just excited to serve the people and see what God's going to do with us.
So would you say you copied me a lot?
No, we joke a lot about it. But no, I don't think I copied Weston. I feel like the Lord had us both on our separate paths, and they just happened to align with each other. My decision to go to Bella was completely separate from Weston. Uh-huh. And he did, before I went to Bella, he joked about, hey, you should come to my church. But I never knew what church he was going to. And so I went to Calvary La Mirada with my roommates, and I was like, oh, I like this. And then I saw him, and I was like, oh, Weston goes here, but I already made the decision that I wanted to go there. Yeah. So, no.
Yeah. Yeah, just to add more commentary to Ministry at La Mirada for me. Yeah, I started there in the youth and the young adults, but ended up kind of doing everything at some point or another at La Mirada. I did some worship, ministry stuff, but I think my main role was kind of overseeing the administration of the church. So I would help set up kind of the running of the services, as well as like announcement type things. I would be preaching on Sunday mornings when the head pastor was out, and Wednesday nights as well. We had a Wednesday night service, and kind of making sure overseeing all the different ministries, making sure they were being run well, and that the leaders had the resources that they needed, and all that kind of stuff. So we had, countless ministries when I got there. When I started serving at La Mirada, we had like 55 ministries all running at the same time, but it was a lot, and so we ended up weeding that down to focus on certain things. So big ones for us were like men's groups, women's groups, and then the youth, young adults, children's ministry was big. We had a pretty big outreach to the community through like homeless outreach, and we had like a homeless ministry program, and other events in the community, outreach events. Drive-through prayer was a cool thing that we did, where people would drive up to our campus and get prayer, as it sounds. That'd be kind of good with the coronavirus stuff.
There you go.
The drive-through prayer. Different events like that to reach the community, and door-to-door type, inviting people to church and things like that. I think the heart of what I was doing, or the focus of what I was doing, was that administrative piece, but also overseeing the young adults, youth, and like men's group, women's group, that type of a thing. More so with you being involved in women's group, but kind of overseeing those different ministries. So I think the heart of what I'm passionate about is discipleship. I want to help other people seek the Lord and help people be raised up in ministry and raised up into leadership, and kind of figure out what they're called to do by God, and then help them get there. And I think that would be something that I'd be interested in moving forward, as far as thinking about vision for a church. Something similar to like Calvary Stockton would be building on what's already successful and what's already impactful to the church and the community, and keeping the things like men's and women's ministry and like the main service very strong and a big piece of the church culture, but then also adding focuses, a big focus on outreach to the community as like a huge movement of the church, and adding different resources in, like technical website type resources, or other resources towards children's ministry and youth ministry that could help expand into areas that I think would be really impactful for both the church and also the surrounding community. Is there anything particular that you like that's on your heart for the future, or something that you really want to be involved in ministry or something like that?
Yeah. So discipleship, I think, has been a huge thing for the
both of us. So back to the copying.
No, it's our like-mindedness. But I think discipleship has been a huge part for the both of us within our ministry. I know for me personally, when I was a young woman, just growing into my faith, I really longed and hoped for more one-on-one discipleship from an older woman, a more mature woman, and I often didn't find that. And so something for me that I think is really heavy on my heart is making sure that the women, the men, everybody in the church has the ability to have somebody to mentor them, to disciple them. I'm really passionate about, you know, what's best for the individual. How are we going to make them grow the best in their walk? What's going to be the best for them? And I think that discipleship is a great way to accomplish that. And so for me, I think whatever means that we could do to accomplish that, specifically cross-generational discipleship, would be really helpful and really beneficial.
And you ended up getting connected with a handful of ladies over the years that were pretty impactful to you and helped you from a discipleship standpoint. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. I was connected with our head pastor's wives, Pastor Brian and Pastor Tyler, specifically their wives, was connected with both of them and was able to get discipleship with them at La Mirada, especially within the women's ministry stuff. I feel like they were really able to help me step into the role of being a women's ministry leader with them and to kind of take that next step. And so I've had some awesome connections like that too and been able to see the benefits of having a woman like that with you.
Yeah, I think an important thing about the individual attending a local church congregation as well as the church itself is the idea of feeding and being fed both. So I think for an individual to get the most out of church, not that that's the main focus, but in order for the relationship between the individual and the local church to be really healthy, I think the individual would get the most out of it by serving, helping feed others and support others in a discipleship ministry, in like a set up tear down ministry, in an usher type ministry, in a prayer type ministry, in a make coffee type ministry, in a one-on-one type ministry, whatever the case is, children's ministry, etc. That feeding is really important to the health of the individual, and then being fed, I think, is really obviously an important part. So that would happen via like Sunday morning service and the relationships on Sunday morning, as well as small groups throughout the week, whether it's a men's or women's ministry or marriage ministry or any other type of group that would happen. I think those are important, that on an individual level, and then on a church level, that reflected to the community. So the church in reach ministry, meaning the church being fed by its own people coming to service and supporting each other and being there for each other and kind of being together, learning together, praying together, reading scripture together, being together through all the pain and struggles throughout life and through the good times throughout life. That's like the inreach of the church. And then the outreach of the church being the church going into the community and making a difference in a variety of ways. Like the ministries mentioned before, but also like partnering with local like leadership, like local government, partnering with big city events that happen, and just understanding the needs of the community and trying to meet those needs. So for the individual, that inreach or that being fed by the opportunities that the church offers, like sermons or small groups or whatever, or just you know, talking with one another, so-called fellowship with one another, but also that giving to the church or feeding to the church where you're serving others. The church, likewise, being fed by that fellowship within the congregation and that reading and praying within the congregation, but then feeding the community by serving the community, etc. Anything else you'd like to add before we say digitally goodbye?
Yeah, I think I'm really excited to see what the Lord has for Calvary Stockton and for Pastor Weston and myself. And I'm praying for you guys, especially in the midst of everything that's going on in the world. So yeah, just praying for you guys and excited to see what God's going to do.
Yep, we've definitely been praying for you. We hope you've been praying for us. We need it. Definitely bummed we couldn't connect. So if you have any other questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can type a comment in the video section if this is posted on Facebook, and then we can try to talk to that. Or feel free to email me. My email is weston.raposo@gmail.com. So my first dot, my last name @gmail.com. So happy to answer any questions or pray for you in any way if we can. So God bless.
God bless.